Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Everyday Business Storytelling by Janine Kernoff is a practical guide to turning complex workplace information into clear, compelling stories that drive understanding and action. Written for professionals who regularly create presentations, reports, or stakeholder updates, the book focuses on how to craft a visual narrative that fits real business constraints such as limited time, mixed audiences, and dense data. Kernoff draws on communication and design principles to show how storytelling is not only for marketers or keynote speakers, but a repeatable skill anyone can use in meetings, emails, slide decks, and dashboards. The central promise is to help readers create structure first, simplify content without losing meaning, and adapt the same core message for different decision makers. Rather than emphasizing flair, the approach centers on clarity, relevance, and audience empathy. For teams that struggle with information overload, scattered slides, or unclear recommendations, the book offers a disciplined method to plan, build, and refine communication that gets results. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, storytelling as a repeatable business skill. A key idea in the book is that business storytelling is not a creative talent reserved for a few, but a process that can be learned and repeated under everyday conditions. The focus is on purpose-driven communication. Identify what you need the audience to understand, feel, and do next. From there, storytelling becomes a tool for decision-making, alignment, and persuasion rather than entertainment. The book emphasizes that stakeholders do not want every detail. They want meaning, context, and a clear path forward. This reframes storytelling as a discipline of prioritization. By treating communication as a product with a user, the audience, the storyteller, takes responsibility for clarity and relevance. The approach encourages readers to think beyond dumping information and instead to design a narrative that answers the questions an audience will naturally ask. This topic also highlights the reality of business environments, competing priorities, short attention spans, and shifting expectations. A repeatable method helps professionals deliver consistent quality even when time is limited. The result is stronger credibility, fewer misunderstandings, and faster movement from discussion to action. Secondly, clarifying the audience and the objective before building content, the book stresses that effective stories start long before slides or visuals are created. The first step is to define the audience and the objective with precision. Different groups care about different outcomes. Executives may prioritize risk, trade-offs, and timing, while peers may need operational detail and shared ownership. Kernoff encourages readers to uncover what the audience already believes, what they may resist, and what they must decide. This prevents a common failure mode where presenters build content around what they know instead of what the audience needs. The method also pushes for a clear communication goal, such as securing approval, prompting a change in strategy, or aligning on next steps. Once the goal is explicit, it becomes easier to select evidence, decide the level of detail, and shape the narrative arc. This topic also covers anticipating questions and objections so the story feels complete and trustworthy. When audience needs are defined early, revisions later become easier because choices are grounded in a shared standard. The overall message is that audience empathy is the foundation of influence, and that clarity about purpose is the best cure for bloated, confusing business communication. Thirdly, creating structure with a narrative arc for business contexts. Another important topic is how to build a strong structure that can carry complex information without overwhelming the audience. The book highlights the role of a narrative arc, establishing context, identifying a problem or opportunity, presenting evidence, and concluding with a recommendation or decision. In business, structure is what turns disconnected facts into a coherent message. Kernoff emphasizes that the storyline should guide the audience through a logical sequence, reducing cognitive load and making the conclusion feel earned. This approach helps the communicator avoid common pitfalls, like starting with methodology, burying the insight, or presenting options without criteria. A well-built structure also supports different formats, from a short update to a full presentation, because the core logic remains intact. The book encourages thinking in terms of what the audience needs at each moment. Why this matters now, what is changing, what the implications are, and what to do next. By anchoring content to a narrative spine, charts, bullet points, and supporting details become supporting characters rather than the main point. Strong structure improves retention and increases the likelihood that stakeholders will agree on the same interpretation of the information. Fourthly, simplifying complexity without losing rigor. The book places heavy emphasis on simplification as a professional responsibility, not a reduction in intelligence. Simplifying means making the essential meaning easier to grasp while preserving accuracy. Kernoff addresses the tension many experts feel. They fear that cutting details will weaken the case or invite criticism. The proposed mindset is that clarity comes from thoughtful selection, hierarchy, and framing. Readers are guided to separate core message from supporting evidence, organize details into digestible groupings, and remove content that does not serve the objective. This topic also highlights the importance of defining terms, making comparisons clear, and using plain language where possible. Simplification is not only about editing text, but also about reducing visual noise and avoiding cluttered slides that force audiences to multitask. When done well, simplification improves trust because stakeholders can see the logic and verify the conclusion. It also speeds up decisions because the audience can quickly understand trade-offs and consequences. The book presents simplification as an iterative practice: draft, test for understanding, refine, and repeat. Over time, this creates a communication style that respects both the audience time and the complexity of the work. Lastly, adapting the same story for multiple audiences and channels, a standout theme is adaptability, the ability to take one core story and tailor it for different audiences, levels of detail, and delivery channels. In real organizations, the same analysis might be presented to executives, shared with cross-functional partners, and summarized for broader teams. Kernoff focuses on preserving the narrative spine while adjusting emphasis, language, and evidence to match what each group values. This reduces rework and improves consistency, preventing the confusion that arises when different versions send mixed signals. The book also highlights that format matters. A meeting presentation, an email recap, and a dashboard update each require different pacing and density. Adaptation includes choosing what to lead with, what to place in an appendix, and how to sequence information to fit time constraints. This topic reinforces that visual storytelling is not decoration, but a way to guide attention, show relationships, and support comprehension. By designing content modularly, communicators can scale their message across the organization without starting over. The payoff is stronger alignment, better stakeholder management, and a more efficient communication workflow that still feels tailored and human. In conclusion, this book is best for professionals who regularly translate complex work into decisions and alignment, project managers, analysts, consultants, product leaders, marketers, and anyone who creates slide decks, status updates, or recommendations. It is also useful for subject matter experts who feel their insights get lost because the message is too dense or the story is unclear. The benefit to a reader's life is practical and immediate. By learning a repeatable method to define the audience, build a narrative structure, simplify content, and adapt it across contexts, readers can reduce misunderstandings, shorten decision cycles, and increase confidence in high-stakes communication. Better storytelling also improves collaboration because teams share a clearer understanding of priorities, risks, and next steps. Compared with similar books that focus mainly on presentation design or generic storytelling inspiration, Everyday Business Storytelling stands out for its everyday applicability and its emphasis on visual narrative as a tool for business outcomes. It connects communication choices to real workplace constraints and provides a disciplined approach that can be reused across meetings, documents, and organizations. For readers who want communication that is clearer, faster, and more persuasive, it is worth buying. If you would like to support Jeanine Kernoff, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.